Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We go to Daryl Ryder. He's our Browns beat reporter. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Hello, Daryl. How are you?
Hello, D.
Hello, boys.
Dee, how are things in Berea today?
Yeah.
How are they,
Daryl?
How's the weather in Berea? Yes.
It is cloudy. It is cold. They moved up practice because it's getaway day for the holiday weekend for these guys to catch their flight. So it's glorious.
And it's a getaway day for you, too. I'm sure you'll be flying off to one of your islands.
Yep.
Just south of Hawaii.
Somewhere in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, in my dreams.
Daryl, we were kicking this around a little bit earlier today. What does Bailey Zappe being back on the practice squad actually mean?
It means they have a fourth quarterback, and if they run into a situation where they blow through Joe Flacco as well as Dylan Gabriel, they have another option outside of Shedeur Sanders. So it all depends when we come to that part. Those crossroads, we know that's going to happen at some point this year because these are the Browns and this is the way it goes with this franchise. They go through quarterbacks like water. So, at some point, I'm convinced we're going to see Shedeur Sanders, but I don't think they want that to be until late December. So, if you need a third quarterback before that point, well, Bailey Zappe gives you that option. And for the folks that want to kind of scoff at that notion, remember, when they brought Joe Flacco in 2023, he was put on the practice squad, and he was a practice squad elevation for a couple of weeks before they officially added him to the active roster. So I do not dismiss the addition of the great Bailey Zappe to this quarterback room.
I didn't catch any hint of sarcasm there. Did you, Andy?
None. Zero. Not at all.
Daryl, did they see enough of Kenny Pickett, or do they think fifth-round picks are that valuable to not take a look at a guy who might have given them a good chance to win games this year? Maybe. You tell me.
Yeah, here's the thing. When Andrew Berry starts talking up people, you need to worry, right? I mean, he spoke in glowing terms about Travis Hunter leading up to the draft, and he had already agreed to trade the pick to Jacksonville. Everyone talked up Kenny Pickett this offseason, and he's not here. So I don't know. I don't know if you want to be in this organization and you want to be talked up by anyone just because, right? I think that, combination the injury, combination saw what you needed to see. Because let's be honest about it. If they really super thought that there was something there with Kenny Pickett, that he was a future franchise quarterback in the making for them, do you honestly think that they're going to trade him to the Las Vegas Raiders for a fifth-round draft pick?
You wouldn't think so.
Exactly. Again, it always goes back to pay attention to what they do, not what they say, right?
Yeah.
And the same thing goes with, like, yeah, they're not going to say anything negative about Shador and his development or anything like that, right? But clearly they felt the need to bring in another quarterback. Like, that tells you where things are without them actually having to come out and say it, if that makes sense.
Yep, it does.
How far can Joe Flacco take this team this year?
Hopefully the full 17 games, but I'm a realist, and I don't think that's going to happen. But, like, for me, the longer he plays, that means things are going well, right? Because there's two things that he's measured against. One, health, right? Got to be healthy and available. And then the second thing is playing well and winning. So if he's able to stay healthy, if he's able to play well and win, then he's going to play the bulk of the season. But if this goes how a lot of the national prognosticators are predicting, right? Everyone seems to be predicting doom and gloom for the Browns this year. And that, you know, you look at the first 6-7 weeks of the schedule, it's a gauntlet. They're never going to survive that. They may win one or two games or no games at all, right? I mean, you got some people that are saying the Browns may not win any games this season, which I completely disagree with, but that's neither here nor there. But if he is able to go out and play well and stay healthy, he's going to start the season. But if he struggles, if the team is struggling, then at some point they're going to flip the switch and turn it over to Dylan Gabriel and see what Dylan Gabriel has. And they clearly are very comfortable with Dylan Gabriel, you know, stepping into that role. Now, here's another thing, tentacle to the whole Zappy edition, right? What if, and I'm just spitballing here, if they have a timeline for each of these quarterbacks this year? And I'm not saying they do. Like, this is just a hypothetical pop into my head, talking out loud situation here. But let's say they, in their mind, say, we want to see Dylan Gabriel at some point this year if the season doesn't go well. However, we don't want to see him until this date on the schedule. And same thing with Shador, right? And then we don't want to play Shador until this week on the schedule. And so, I don't know, maybe if something does happen to Joe Flacco, and let's hope that doesn't happen, but these are the Browns, and you have to plan for all these eventualities, right? Because unfortunately, all the eventualities tend to come true. Maybe Bailey Zappe, very quietly, they're not going to say it, right? Kevin Stefanski declared this week that Dylan Gabriel is QB2. What if Bailey Zappe's really the QB2? Yeah. Again, just throwing it out, just, you know, because remember, Joe Flacco was on the practice squad in 2023, and he started a couple of games before they put him on the official active 53-man roster.
And let me throw this one at you, too. And what you just said makes perfect sense to me. What if Joe comes out, does a competent job, another team loses its quarterback, needs a quarterback, and they give you something for Joe Flacco, and then you elevate Dylan Gabriel and Bailey Zappe as your backup?
Right.
Yeah.
Or you start Bailey Zappe until you're ready to put
Dylan Gabriel in there
on the field, right?
Yes.
For me, this is why I have been on the keep four quarterbacks bandwagon, and I really was indifferent in the manner in which they did it. And I actually floated a week ago the idea of three quarterbacks on the active roster and a fourth on the practice squad. Now, granted, they didn't use the guys that I thought that they knew, you know, for that. I thought maybe they keep Snoop Huntley on the practice, you know, cut Snoop Huntley, put him back on the practice squad. I didn't have them going and bringing Bailey Zappe back, but nevertheless, they did keep the three that I thought they would, and that was Flacco, Gabriel, and Sanders on that active roster, because you can't cut the rookies because they're going to get picked up.
Hey, what are your thoughts on the fact that you're looking at 12 rookies and 6 undrafted free agents on this team?
Andrew Berry is trying to infuse this team with some younger, less expensive talent because this is a very top-heavy roster financially, right? You got some guys making significant money, one of which isn't even on the field. right? He's he's on active PUP. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you might see that guy before this season is over, too. So that's another wrinkle to this whole quarterback carousel. But I do think that that's, you know, Andrew Berry's on the lookout for some cost-effective talent. And when you go 3 years without top draft picks, you got to find creative ways to look for that talent. And the fact that they got 12 rookies on this roster right now, including their draft picks, the fact that they brought some of those some kids back to the practice squad as well. Aiden Huntington's a great story. Gage LeVarden, great story, right? But these are guys that are going to get reps. You're gonna see these guys on Sundays. They didn't just make the team for decoration. Like, you're going to see these guys get some opportunities. And if they can't cut it, the team will move on, right? But that's really, I think, the impetus behind them having so many rookies this year is they're top heavy salary wise, and they need to find some talent that doesn't cost as much money, and that's certainly one way to go about doing that.
Daryl, is it
a designer shoe warehouse? We believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Okay to have, you have five running backs now, two on the practice squad. Is it okay that three of them are rookies? Right now, and that's not even counting Quinshon Judkins.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, again, they're not going to cost you a lot of money, right? And if they don't work out, you move on to the next guy. So, I call them low-risk, high-reward type of moves, Jeff, and that's exactly what you have in that running back room, right? And that's why I laughed when everyone was freaking out when the initial 53 came out and they had only kept two running backs and everyone was losing their mind. And it's like, relax.
a lot can change in 24 hours, and then guess what happened? A lot changed in 24 hours. They now have five running backs.
Hmm. Daryl, give me your confidence level in the offensive line, because I think the defense is going to be good this year. I mean, as long as they don't spend the entire game on the field, they're going to be good. So give me your confidence level on the offensive line.
Well, if they're healthy, my confidence is high. By the way, great to see Ethan Posick jog out to practice today. It was good to see him. He still has the brace on the left knee there. And the organization seems pretty confident that, or optimistic, I should say, that he's going to be available. But look, if the offensive line is healthy, they're going to be fine. But that's the question. Can they be healthy? Will they be healthy? And am I confident that they're going to stay healthy? Absolutely not. I mean, just look at the last 3 to 4 years and the way it's gone, right? They're going to, at some point, deal with injuries. And I do have some questions about the depth that they have up front. But, I do like the starting five, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes sense, Daryl. Of course, we'll be following along with you on social media and your updates on YouTube and all that great stuff as we get ready for the Browns to take on the Bengals. It feels like it's going to be a long week, but it's not. Enjoy your time off this week. Although, are you doing your show this weekend?
I have my show, and I'm pretty sure we're laboring on Labor Day again. That's a Browns tradition. They come all back to work on Monday, so we'll be back to work on Monday as well.
Very nice. Join Daryl Ryder laboring on Labor Day, only on 92.3 The Fan. I love it. Love it. Bye, Daryl.
Thanks, D.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to do an NFL rapid fire here in a second with Dan. I just want to take one quick phone call. JJ's in Cleveland. Hey, JJ.
Hi, JJ.
Hey, how y'all doing, fellas?
We're doing good.
Hey, I'm going to start off like this. I listen to y'all all the time, man. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Andy, your butt hurt because you don't get to see Kenny Pickett. I get it.
No. That's Jeff.
That's me.
That's Jeff.
That's me.
Jeff, my bad.
That's all right.
That's all right.
My bad.
That's all right. I was going to go get some gold bond cream stuff.
I'm a little butt hurt. I don't get to see none of these quarterbacks. It's like, what is – I don't understand, like, what's going on. Then we get to bring in Bailey Zappe for what reason?
Is it like practice squad?
Been nobody else other than Bailey Zappe. I'm sure some of these guys that we have can use some practice. If that's the case, because they're not seeing no time on the field, and it's like when the time come, are they gonna even be ready to play? Because I mean, I don't see them. I mean, I guess Dylan Gabriel practices, but no practice from Shador really. With the twos, or I mean,
we
I don't know.
Is he on the practice squad?
Like, I don't understand what this team is doing.
You'd still rather be the number three quarterback. You'd still rather be the number three quarterback than be on the practice squad.
Are we just? I guess this is something we've never done before. Normally, we just throw him in the fire, but now we're not throwing him into anything. It's like, is it an analytic thing?
Remember, JJ, the one thing about it. Especially once the season gets here, the number one guy gets the reps, the number two guy gets very little, and the number three guy gets almost none.
You know, and Jeff, I like you. I agree with a lot of stuff you said. I'm so glad Kenny Pickett is not here, because one thing I do know for sure is Pittsburgh know how to evaluate players. And if they don't want to keep a hometown kid, then I don't think we want him either.
Well, they did want to keep him from all accounts, but he asked for a trade because – apparently, he didn't handle the Russell Wilson thing very well, and he went in and asked for a trade, and they accommodated.
And there you have that.
And he won 14 of 24 starts with them. I'd like to have a quarterback go 14 and 10 here.
I'd be okay with it, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's get all the latest from the NFL. Here's a little rapid fire. Dan Menigan.
Dano.
So, gentlemen, this is like the weird hiccup in the NFL season. Is it's basically like this week and then the Super Bowl week are like the two almost hiccups where the NFL almost pauses for a little bit and we get rolling from there. So let's use this as an opportunity to kind of go a little big picture on a lot of different things that we're about to see, hopefully, in the next 18 weeks of football ahead. So let's start with this. Jeff, what is the one team that everybody is really talking up that you're looking at and going, I don't see that?
That's a fine question, actually. I'm hard-pressed to say, actually. I wonder if Kansas City can pull it off again. It might be Kansas City. I wonder if there's an expiration date on what's going on there. Their wide receiving crew is not terribly talented. And, you know, Rashee Rice is out for a while. They've got a lot of guys there.
Training camp, then the suspension on top of it.
Travis has other things on his mind. The running back room hasn't improved drastically. They're bringing back Isaiah Pacheco. If they can protect Patrick Mahomes, he's going to make some things happen. Their defense is pretty solid. I wonder if Kansas City can remain upper echelon. That might be the team. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
That makes total sense.
100%.
I'm really wondering about the Washington Commanders. That's
a
team
getting a lot of hype, aren't they?
Yeah, I just wonder.
They're the oldest team in the NFL, by the way. Oldest roster.
Can Jaden Daniels do it again? That's my question. I'm looking to see if this is rinse, wash, repeat. And I'm just wondering if the league figured him out. Now, I got Terry McLaurin back, so that was important. But I'm just kind of, I have my eye on that one. When you look at teams that are favorites, Jeff, do you have a team that you're picking that you're leaning into for the whole year?
This we're going to get to that at the end.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'm used to it. It's called jumpstart every day.
Yeah, it's true. Keep going.
Bing, bing. Let's go the other direction. What is the team that everybody seems to be sleeping on for the two of you guys that you're looking at and going, boy, I think that team is going to be pretty good, and I don't understand why everybody's looking at them a little down? Do you guys have one of those teams or not really?
I'll give you a couple. The Cincinnati Bengals. Everybody's screaming that their defense is terrible. I know it's not good. Their offense is pretty good. I'm curious to see what Cincinnati can pull off. And you're not going to like this, boys. I'm all in on the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
If J.J. McCarthy gets hurt, I think Carson Wentz could be great there, to be perfectly honest. And I know nobody likes Carson Wentz. I know. According to Dan, his teammates don't even like him. But I think Minnesota has some talent on that football team. And I'm real curious to see what they might be able to do this year. I like him. I like him a lot.
I'll give you another one that you shouldn't sleep on. It's Tampa Bay. It's Tampa Bay. Like, I want to see what Baker looks like.
Got a lot of offensive talent.
Yes, they do. And
picking up Igbuka, too. Have you read all the stuff about Emeka Igbuka?
Yes. I like, you look at Tampa Bay, and they're just kind of, I think they're ready to strike.
Can I throw out Tampa as an example of what I have been talking about with the Browns forever? They have Mike Evans. Chris Godwin's been dinged up, but they have Chris Godwin.
Right.
They had a young guy last year who was really good, and I forget his name. And they have wide receiving talent. And what they do? They went out and bring in Emeka Igbuka. I mean, come on, man. You just keep adding talent to an already talented group.
I have to tell you, Jeff, I am extremely proud of you for your pronunciation of Emeka Igbuka. Because I remember when I first started talking to him about him at Ohio State, you were like, what? You looked at me like I was crazy every time I would say his name. And yep. You have truly leaned into him. I'm very proud of you. I'm proud to call you a friend.
They add talent to a position of strength. I mean, good for them, man.
What's their defense going to be like? That's it. You know, that's my question for them.
I trust Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles can put a defense together with the best of them. You still got Winfield back there.
Are we rooting? Is anyone here rooting for Baker Mayfield?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
I'm sorry. If you don't like him, I still root for him. I wish things wouldn't have went crazy here. I'll always say, because he was a guy that, you know, he started for over 4 years, and it's just we don't see many quarterbacks like that. And I'm always going to wonder what would have happened if they would have kept him, what direction this team would have gone in, what they would have looked like with three more first-round draft picks. I don't, you know, is he a legendary superstar that may not have had a trophy here or a statue here in Cleveland? Probably. But I'm sorry, he is the big what-if in the Marvel Universe for me.
Jalen McMillan's the other receiver they had. He's on the IR right now.
Okay.
I root for every team for the number one reason, as funny as this sounds, I want all of them to be good, so then that way when I turn on football, I watch good football. I hate watching crummy football.
I'm not.
I easily don't watch crummy football, so that makes life easy. I'm rooting for the Browns, even though people think this is not their year.
I'm not a big Baker fan. He's done a really nice job down there.
I think he matured a lot.
So I think one
process.
Of the most fascinating...
He's got a lot of talent around him, yeah.
One of the most fascinating stories of the season is actually coming out of the rookie class, and it's something I think we're all going to keep our eye out here, and it's for Travis Hunter. And
oh,
how
for sure.
much on each side of the ball that he plays and how good he looks. Just right now, again, we have never seen anyone play both sides of the ball coming in with this much hype to be able to do it. Jeff, what do you expect from Travis Hunter? Do you think we see him play 60-40 offense to defense, or do you think that this is all just going to blow up and before the end of the season he is on one side of the ball and that's it?
I don't think he'll be on one side of the ball and that's it. I'll bet it's 80-20 offense to defense.
It's a good hamburger.
Yeah, I'll bet it's 80-20, and I'll bet he's okay this year. I hope he's phenomenal this year, because, man, that would be fun. It's Shohei Ohtani. That would be fun.
It would be fun.
But I think he'll be okay. He's not in the best of situations there in Jacksonville. Although I like Trevor Lawrence, and I think he might be able to do something finally. But I'll bet you he's slightly disappointing this year. Could have a wonderful career.
Well, they're just getting him back up to speed, too, because he had some kind of upper body injury. He only had two catches in the preseason, for whatever that's worth. He is going to be spectacular, I think.
Think so?
Yeah, I do.
I hope so.
I want to see how long he can play both sides of the ball. Like, if there was a line, like, what's the over-under on how long he's going to play both sides of the ball? Help me. How many years can a guy play both sides of the ball?
We've been saying the same thing about Shohei Ohtani. He went out the other night and struck out, 9, 10 guys?
Pitched five innings last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a...
Looked pretty good.
There's a much bigger physical difference between.
Well, now that there is.
I mean, yes.
Except, so you're saying that they don't take the bat and try to flog the pitcher with it?
Just tell that to Ohtani's elbow.
Flogging is frowned upon.
Right, flogging is quite frowned upon.
Yeah, but tell it to Ohtani's elbow.
I want to know what the over-under is on Hunter playing both ways. How long can he do it?
5 years.
I want to see it. I want to see it. I don't want to predict it. I want to see it, and I want it to succeed because I think it will make
it
football
will be
so
a
much more
question mark after week eight. I'm predicting that this year.
All
after
right, so
week
let's,
eight.
We're going to timestamp this bad boy so that we don't get busted. So as of August 28th, 2025, the time is 12:32 p.m. Okay?
Good
Eastern Standard Time.
Daylight savings.
Give me your final four. Jeff Helps, right now. Give me your final four, a.k.a. your AFC championship game, your NFC championship game. If you gentlemen would like, I will go first to buy you a little bit of time.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think your AFC championship game is going to be the Buffalo Bills versus the Baltimore Ravens.
Hard-pressed to disagree with that.
How do you argue that?
I think
you you think the Chiefs are in, or Bengals.
And that's the one that I left out. And it's just because at some point the Ravens have to get over the hump, right? Like, we can't just... They're so talented top to bottom. At some point, it has to click. At some point, it has to work, and they get over the hump. And I just think the Bills are legit.
I think the Bills are legit.
I wonder a little about their other corner spot, their second corner spot off of the kid that they just signed, whose name is totally escaping me, who's really good. But I think the Bills are going to be legit. On the AFC side of things, I am hard-pressed to bet against the Eagles, though the last time, if you wanted to, the last time they got a new coordinator, they fell into the tank. Kellen Moore is out of there. They have a new coordinator in on the offensive side of the ball. So I think the Eagles still make the NFC championship game, and I believe they will go up against...
Say it. Say it. Come on. Go for your namesake.
I kind of want to say the Niners, but I don't love it. There's a serious like hole that immediately happens after you get past the Eagles. It's like the Eagles, and then there's like a drop off.
So you don't believe in Washington is what you're saying. You're saying that's what you're saying.
You're missing my pick.
I can't see Eagles
because we're going to run out of time here. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, we're going to run out of time.
Philadelphia and Detroit.
I was leaning toward that.
Fighting Dan Campbell's. This is their year, baby.
I want to see it without the other coordinator.
Go ahead. What do you have in the AFC?
Same as Dan.
So I've got Lions, Vikings,
Buffalo,
Lions, Vikings, and Buffalo, Baltimore, and then I've got Lions, Bills.
I'm here for a Lions, Bills Super Bowl. That'll be a lot of fun.
I think it'd be
fun exactly too. But I would love to see that.
I would too. All right, we're all kind of rooting for that. We'll see if it happens. Jeff, I want to talk to you about a couple little things here, and we're gonna get
good,
to
Andy.
We'll get to the Guardians in the next hour. So I was at. What did I catch? I caught maybe two high school games over the weekend last weekend. And I noticed one thing that was gigantic. And it was, and as I was talking to other people over and over, it happened at every game. Cramping. Like cramping in high school football this week was like really, really bad. It was extending games by half hour, 40 minutes. I did talk to one coach who said,
gotta hydrate.
It's not only hydrate. Do you guys want to guess what one of the remedies to not cramp
is? Potassium, right?
Have another banana.
Nope.
Salt?
Nope.
Isn't it also
and
for
this team that did this
peanut
had
M&Ms?
No problems. I could do the peanut M&M thing.
Peanut
M&Ms
I'm here for too.
You ready?
Fritos?
Pickle juice.
Tape an aspirin to it?
Oh, pickle juice.
Yes, yeah, I did know that.
Pickle juice.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that. Why? Yeah. Like, I was trying to figure out why.
Heavy salt. The salt helps to retain
See, Fritos would have
and
been the same
vinegar
thing.
In there as well.
Fritos?
Oh, Fritos stops cramping. I didn't realize that.
Salty.
It's the reason why like one of the number one ingredients in Gatorade is salt.
Well, I'll tell you, I am impressed with the decrease in goiters among high school athletes over the last, 80 years.
Is that the first goiter reference we've ever had here on the show?
Nope. Hmm. Probably the first this week, but it comes up at least once a month.
Why? Me?
You have mentioned goiters way more often.
Because I think goiters, if for some reason, it's terrible. I'm sure if somebody gets one.
Oh, of course.
But it's one of those outdated things because iodized salt that got rid of it for, 99% of this country.
Right? And Mandy Baskin here for goiter control.
And let's be honest, it's a really fun word to say.
It is. It's a fun word to say.
Let's be really honest.
You have a goiter? Listen to me, Andy Baskin. Go to goiters.
I would die laughing.
Go to
if
eliminategoiters.com.
Live reads for goiter awareness. That would be so good.
Eliminategoiters.com. I'm Andy Baskin. Tell them Andy sent you.
Have you noticed that area between your chin and your chest feels a little bit bloated?
Oh, my God.
Hi, I'm Andy Baskin for anti-goiter pickle juice.
That's right. No, I just found it interesting that you're talking about all the salt. Pickle juice can help relieve and even stop leg cramps, with one study showing it reduced cramp severity effect more effectively than water.
Sweet or dill?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Nice.
I'm partial to dill. I think that's just a flavor preference, though, because I think you still get the salt and the vinegar no matter what.
I don't know. The effect is, and I'm just reading this off Google, which Jeff and I just adore. Google's our friend. The effect is thought to come through acidic acid in pickle juice, triggering a nerve reflex in the throat, which calms cramping muscles rather than from replenishing electrolytes. You can try drinking a small amount, about 1 to 2 ounces, like a shot, to find relief. I love the fact that AI is now talking to me in, you know, alcoholic terms.
Well, they understand, you know, the best methods of measurement.
A shot.
Units of measurement.
A shot of pickle juice. I found that fascinating last week when I had a coach from one of the teams here. We gave all of our kids pickle juice before they played. They had zero cramping. But all the other games that I was hearing about, there was cramping left and right. The game I was in on Saturday was like an extra 40 minutes longer because of all the cramping.
You know,
I also think that these high school teams also jump into games way too quick now.
Like the new way to break down the huddle, everybody puts their pickle juice in the middle. 1, 2, 3, team.
I don't know. I'd be down. There's a place in Garrettsville that we used to get pickles from all the time. You can still get them.
I have great reaction to your comments about goiters and stuff.
Yeah, let's hear it. What do you got?
My really sharp, well-respected businessman friend, Don.
Yes.
Well, that resolves the goiter problem, but how about hemorrhoids? Andy?
Well.
Hi, I'm Andy Baskin for not getting fired.
Oh, yeah, I can't. There's a Jim Carrey joke I'd rip off here in a second that I'm not going to.
Actually, I'm kind of shocked that this didn't go a different direction.
It's all about your preparation with that, my friends.
Okay.
Preparation.
Okay.
And if you grow up in the Heights, you know what I'm talking about. Preparation.
Shocked this didn't go a different direction of what happens when anybody gets injured, which is we have a litany of phone calls on the air going, yeah, I once had a torn rotator cuff.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Instead of just a litany of phone calls that are, hi, I had a goiter.
I mean, there's some people.
I had a goiter.
Yeah, and then someone's going to call and say, I had a goiter, and I feel really bad. And then I'm going to start feeling bad for saying that. But
do I hear plantar fasciitis? Anybody? Anybody for plantar fasciitis?
We will not walk down the wart road today. We'll leave that alone.
I called my uncle probably about 2 years ago, and he was dealing with plantar fasciitis, and the best part of it was he was complaining because he couldn't play golf, and he kept referring to it as plantar fasciitis. And I'm like, no, it's that sounds like something I'd order at an Italian restaurant. That's not how you say it.
Anyway, so I guess that's secure.
My buddy responded.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Thank you, Dr. Baskin.
Oh, no problem. I'm here. I'm just telling you what teams have told me. Corey in Akron, I know. Oh, this is even better. Corey in Akron, biochemistry major. Corey, are you our official person on this?
Yes, I would love to be the official chemist of Baskin and Phelps.
Okay,
and
good. Yes, Corey. Go, Corey. Go ahead.
So sodium is in a lot of pickles. If you look at the label, it's got sodium all over it.
Yep.
You have what's called sodium ion channels in your muscles and then also calcium ion channels. And when you're dehydrated, you're not getting enough sodium in them and your muscles start to lock because they cannot open properly within your cells. So there's like a lack and they're like, crap, we can't open and close. We're just going to stay rigid. And that's why you have that muscle cramping and that feeling of tightness because it's too much calcium, not enough sodium. So then when you do get it replenished, that's why it takes a little bit longer because it's flooding the body and it's kind of like a cascading effect where the more you have it, the more you can move again, the more it can move around. But without that sodium, you can't open those channels and then thus you can't really move your muscles very much.
So, Corey, did you play football or a sport that would cause cramping?
Tennis and basketball. So a little bit of tennis, but that's really about it. But
I'm just cramping thinking about me playing tennis and running up and down that court. But so did you drink pickle juice or anything else to prevent cramping?
Well, I really like pickle juice's taste overall, but unless we're talking about like maybe pickle juice and a party after like in college where I studied biochemistry at Ohio State,
yes.
That's not a bad mixer. That's a good chaser, actually, if you ever get to try it. Like, some bars serve that.
Can you just eat a pickle rather than drink the juice?
Oh, valid. Valid question.
It's not a concentrate amount, like amount. You would need more of the actual pickle juice itself because it's so much more concentrated than it is dispersed among the pickle. Think of like distribution properties.
Oh, man, you're making me think. And this is like the middle of the school day, and school just started this week, and I thought we weren't going to have any homework. So you're saying just drink the juice, don't eat the pickle. Although it's just a cucumber, yeah, really. I mean,
It's really just a pickle, but like it's spread out amongst that pickle, so it makes it hard. So yeah, do the shots, or tablets weren't that bad. It was just people were like not using them correctly earlier on. Or just use Gatorade if you need to, but like don't overuse Gatorade to the point where your body becomes desensitized to electrolytes.
There you go. Corey, thank you. You are now our resident, biotech?
That's it. Biochemist. Thank you, guys.
Corey, the biochemist officially for Baskin & Phelps.
Staff chemist.
All right, speaking of other things. And
a lot of people have staff chemists. Pickle juice that I dump in my Bloody Mary is actually healthy. Right on.
Okay. What kind of a pickle guy are you, though?
Dill all the way.
Dill? Oh. Jeff?
Either one.
Kosher. Like, there are some pills. There are some pickles I can't eat.
Sweet relish on a hamburger or a
hot dog. No, lose me on that. Can't do
didn't
it.
Didn't ask if you liked it. I told you I did.
I'm just telling you. Jeff was awesome.
Sweet relish on a hamburger on a hot dog.
Jeff bought lunch today, but he also knows that I just could eat just plain. I could go straight hot dog, no problem at all. All right, here's my other thing. This is kind of a youth sports corner in some ways. So.
Oh, good.
All right, so we talked about this last week. And, you know, we obviously gaming is now legal in a lot of places, and I'm good with some. But, man, when I heard this, I was just like, come on. Like, I already think the event, and I know you might hate me for saying this, there are parts of the Little League World Series I can't stand because I just think they're totally exploiting these kids. It drives me nuts. Like
I'm Andy Baskin for goiter control and lack of baseball child exploitation.
Okay, so but here's the bad part: was the offshore gambling that was going on with the Little League World Series?
Well, they were betting on Chinese Taipei, right? Because that kid was a beast.
So USA Today had a story. How about this? A brand manager for one of the gambling platforms was talking to USA Today, right? And he said, this guy's name is Dave Mason. He said, this is probably going to be shocking to hear, but we'll take more bets on these Little League games than we will any professional. Danny, okay? Don't get upset when I say this. On any professional tennis or soccer match over the next 2 weeks. What possesses someone to start betting on Little League World Series? Come on, man.
Andy, we can do better than that, can't we? You know the answer to that.
I mean,
people enjoy gambling.
I get it.
And it's legal.
Well, this is offshore stuff, too, so you're not going to find it. I don't know. It's insane. It's insane.
Andy, people bet on what color the next car coming around the corner is going to be.
Well, that's true. I did see some of the early lines on the wedding, on the Swift.
If you bet on the Little League World Series, you are about to come home to all of your friends sitting in a circle telling them how much they love you, but your actions are causing major concern. Like, that's just a trigger right there. Immediately, if I heard I had a friend who was doing that, I would be like, okay, when do I show up with my chair and my note telling them how much I love them?
Sad. Although I say that, and then with one breath, I come back and say, one of the odds I saw for a prop bet on the Swift-Kelsey wedding, number of groomsmen that played in the NFL, I think the over-under was 2.5.
I'd go over on that.
You'd go over on that?
Sure.
I mean, you're already there with his brother, right? You're there with his brother. He's in the wedding. And by the way, best man.
Patrick Mahomes is going to be in the wedding.
Would you bet on a wedding?
No.
Okay, neither would I.
The only bet that I would take on a wedding is which person is going to puke first. That's the only bet I think I've ever been a part of at a wedding. And I might have been DJing that wedding.
It sounds like a really caring.
Were you looking at someone
event.
Saying, "Okay, let's do this"? Just you and a friend. You were saying,
"Uh-huh,
my money is on,"
uh-huh,
or "That's my horse," right?
You would kind of sort of, because you'd see who was going to the bar when you're DJing the wedding. You would kind of see who was going to the bar more than the other people were going, or who clearly looked very, very uncomfortable. And then just to make the night more interesting, you'd sit there and go, "I think that's the person that's going to end up praising the porcelain god."
Hmm. Maybe tomorrow I'll pull out all those prop bets for the wedding. We'll do that. That might be kind
of fun. That'll be great.
Because I know Jeff will stay up all night and be like, "Oh,
make sure
this
you
is
mark
fantastic.
Your calendars, kids.
This is outstanding."
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.